If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Today is Wednesday, February 17th. We have an update about the winter storm causing record cold temperatures and power outages across the country, and what to expect from the second storm arriving now. Also, two major players in the Republican Party are exchanging insults. How former President Trump is now responding to the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Plus, another new high for Bitcoin. The richest person in the world title changes again. And which Olympian just made history? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The surge of extreme winter weather shows no sign of letting up. About 115 million Americans are in the path of the second winter storm this week, from Texas to Massachusetts. It already started in the southern plains overnight. There, another 1 to 6 inches of snow is expected today, even in the already hard-hit state of Texas, where this kind of weather is especially rare. Parts of Oklahoma and Arkansas could actually see the most snow today, up to 8 inches, on top of what they already got earlier this week. Next, the storm moves to the mid-Atlantic and northeast, like Tennessee, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and New York. Several more inches of snow are expected there tomorrow and Friday. And through it all, the country is dealing with dangerously cold temperatures. At least 20 cities suffered their coldest weather in history yesterday, and many more record-breaking temperatures are expected this week. Meanwhile, even those who are not dealing with extreme cold are getting a different kind of severe weather. A storm last night brought several reported tornadoes to Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina. The one in North Carolina killed 3 people and hurt 10 others. It also damaged at least 50 homes, snapped trees in half, and brought down power lines. So thousands of people on that side of the country are also without power, on top of the millions of customers in Texas. And speaking of Texas, the state's top elected officials are now calling for an investigation into their power grid. And the governor said the state legislature will work on reform as a top priority this year. At last check, there are still more than 3 million Texas customers without power, and some have been stuck in the dark and cold for days now. Energy officials say more Texans could still lose power this week since the demand is still higher than ever. The winter storm is putting a freeze on COVID-19 vaccine distribution. In Texas, several cities canceled vaccination appointments, and the CDC actually stopped sending Texas vaccine supplies for now, since travel conditions are so dangerous in the state. But Texas is not alone in this. At least 17 other states have also delayed or canceled some vaccinations, and more could be affected this week. Now, that said, states might be able to make up for it next week. A lot of clinics say they'll have extended hours to get more doses out after the storm passes. And another supply boost is coming from the federal government. The White House says it'll start sending 13.5 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to states every week, and that is up from 11 million. And with that, it's also doubling the number of doses sent directly to certain pharmacies. Of course, there are still long wait lists for shots. USA Today reports there are hundreds of thousands of Americans on wait lists now. Former President Trump is lashing out at his one-time ally in Congress, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. You might remember over the weekend, McConnell called Trump morally responsible for the Capitol riot. Well, Trump has now fired back in a scathing statement. It says, quote, "Mitch is a doer, sullen, and unsmiling political hack, and if Republican senators are going to stay with him, they will not win again." Trump then blamed McConnell for losing 2 key Senate seats in Georgia's special election last month. And he said McConnell, quote, "will never do what needs to be done or what is right for our country." So far, McConnell has not commented on this most recent criticism. But this falling out is a pretty sharp turn for both of them. As majority leader, McConnell and Trump shared a lot of the same priorities, and together they scored a few key victories. For example, they passed a massive tax cut bill and appointed 3 Supreme Court justices. And in both of Trump's impeachment trials, McConnell voted not guilty. But in the last one, he said he only voted that way because Trump is no longer president, so he felt the trial itself was unconstitutional. Some political analysts say this rift is now bound to cause more division in the Republican Party. But of course, we'll have to wait and see. Former President Trump is facing even more new legal troubles. The NAACP is suing him, his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and two extremist groups, the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. And yes, it's all about last month's U.S. Capitol invasion. In the lawsuit, the civil rights group claims Trump and Giuliani, along with the far-right organizations, all conspired to incite the riot. And it says doing so violated the Ku Klux Klan Act. That law was passed in the 1800s, designed to protect people like lawmakers in Congress from white supremacist violence. And now the NAACP says the riot was just that, and it's seeking damages, although it did not specify how much. One Trump advisor responded to the lawsuit saying, quote, President Trump did not incite or conspire to incite any violence at the Capitol. And he pointed to Trump's acquittal in the impeachment trial as proof. So far, Giuliani has not commented about this. As for the extremist groups listed, well, they're also under scrutiny by the FBI and federal prosecutors. To be continued. The busy Las Vegas airport will likely get a name change soon. Since it opened in the 1940s, it's been named after former U.S. Senator Patrick McCarran from Nevada. He was known for his contributions to aviation, but also for having some anti-immigrant and anti-Semitic views. So the Clark County Commission voted unanimously to rename the airport after another U.S. Senator, Harry Reid. As a reminder, Reid was the Senate Majority Leader for 8 years and served a total of 30 years in the Senate until he retired in 2016. People who supported the name change talked about Reid's legacy, including his work to make Nevada an early decision maker for nominating presidential candidates. But some people have questioned why the airport needs to be named after a politician at all, since politics are polarizing. Either way, the commission signed off, and now it goes to the FAA for final approval. More news is coming up, but first, this episode is brought to you by FitBod. There's no better feeling than finding your stride in your workout, and I'm definitely someone who always works out longer and harder when someone else is telling me exactly what to do. And FitBod makes it easy to find exercises at the right pace and intensity for you so you can get the results you want. Yes, FitBod builds a fitness program that continually adapts to you. And right now, through February 28th, you can get 25% off a FitBod membership. It's easy for me to get bored of the same workout routine over and over, so I really like that FitBod helps keep things fresh. And the workouts are balanced to avoid overworking muscles. And keep in mind, personalized training can be tough on the budget, but FitBod is only $9.99 a month or $59.99 a year. So build the momentum to carry your fitness journey through the rest of your year with FitBod. And get 25% off a membership when you sign up now through February 28th at fitbod.me/newsworthy. That's 25% off your membership at fitbod.me/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. Bitcoin has surged past $50,000 for the first time ever. The original cryptocurrency and leader in the digital currency space hit the new high yesterday. And the Wall Street Journal reports this means Bitcoin has doubled in value in less than 2 months. So what's behind this? Well, more major companies are warming up to cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. For example, Tesla recently announced it'll soon start accepting Bitcoin as payment and also bought $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin itself. And MasterCard also said it would integrate Bitcoin into its payment network this year. That said, some critics worry cryptocurrency is too volatile, and as the AP puts it, that was on display yesterday. After Bitcoin surged past 50,000, it did fall back into the 48,000 range. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has reclaimed his spot as the world's richest person. He overtook Tesla founder Elon Musk this week when Tesla's stock slumped and Musk lost a chunk of his net worth. Now, Forbes reports Bezos is worth $190 billion, and Musk is now in second place with $173 billion. Well, keep in mind, Musk was the world's richest person for only about a month. Until recently, Bezos held the title since 2017, and now he does again. It's a big day for baseball fans. Major League Baseball spring training begins today. So just like they do every year, players are heading to Florida and Arizona to begin practicing for the upcoming season. Pitchers and catchers from 15 teams start things off by reporting to their first official workouts today. Then by Friday, the rest of the MLB teams will be practicing as well. Spring training is always a fan favorite. Usually thousands of people turn out to see their favorite players up close and personal. But this year, there will definitely be a different vibe because of the pandemic. Attendance will be limited to between 20 and 25% capacity, depending on the city. Fans will also have to stay distanced from each other and wear masks. And they'll need to keep their distance from the players as well, meaning no crowding around for a photo or autograph. That said, spring training will still be jam-packed with dozens of exhibition games that will run through March. After that, the regular season is set to begin April 1st. American skier Mikaela Shiffrin just landed in the record books. The 25-year-old skiing phenom has now won a record-breaking 6th world championship. This means she's overtaken American records she once shared with Lindsey Vonn and Ted Ligety. She pulled this off while competing in Italy this week. She won the Super Combined, which is a combination of downhill races. Shiffrin might have even more coming up. She has a chance for 2 more wins this week, and expect to hear more about her in the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. They begin in about a year. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Blueblocks. Blueblocks offers fashionable and science-backed blue light glasses to help you beat digital eye strain, headaches, and improve sleep, all with style and comfort. In fact, Blueblocks offers 3 different types of lenses, 1 sleep mask, and 2 light bulbs, each with their own function and purpose. One is called the Summer Glow Lens. It's a yellow lens that combines blue light blocking and color therapy, designed for daytime use when you're working under artificial lighting and for those who suffer from anxiety or seasonal affective disorder. Of course, Blueblocks also has their Clear Lens or their Sleep Plus Lens made for working at night. And they're all available with or without a prescription. And by the way, Blueblocks is the only blue light glasses company who has a charity partnership. For each pair of Blueblocks glasses sold, they donate a pair of reading glasses to someone who could otherwise not afford it. So go to blueblocks.com/newsworthy to learn more about all their options and styles and get 20% off your order. Again, that's Blueblocks, spelled B-L-U-B-L-O-X, blueblocks.com/newsworthy. blueblocks.com/newsworthy to get 20% off your order. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. And today, we're talking about how more young people than usual are signing up to serve their countries. As the Wall Street Journal reports, the pandemic has meant fewer job opportunities for young people. And since the military is always hiring, it's an especially attractive option these days. In Canada, there was a 37% surge in military applicants during the last 9 months of 2020 compared to 1 year earlier. In Australia, there was a nearly 10% rise in applicants for the year. And the UK hit its annual recruitment goal last spring for the first time in 7 years. When it comes to the American military, it looks like more service members want to stay in. Last year, 92% of Army soldiers eligible to re-enlist did so, and that's up from 83% back in 2019. The Journal points out, in addition to fewer job opportunities elsewhere, another reason could be the pandemic has put a damper on everyone's social lives, and it's upended traditional education. All right, thank you so much for listening today. You can read more about any of the news stories mentioned in the episode notes on thenewsworthy.com. Be sure to connect with us on Instagram at newsworthypod. And don't forget, we offer ad-free episodes if you sign up as a Newsworthy Insider. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/insider to learn more. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.